This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, finally, we kind of had a debate. It actually looked really good. I was pretty impressed. I have to admit, it kind of was a little boring. Started to, you know, kind of nod off a little bit. Kind of, because, you know, I mean, I didn't want fireworks. I wanted people to answer the questions. We still didn't get a lot of questions answered. But I think it was very well run. The moderator, I think, did a fairly good job. You know, much better than Chris Wallace and Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence. They kept it calm. I mean, in fact, you know, Kamala Harris, I think she did a fantastic job. She is very, very well spoken. She's very, very bright. You know, she did put some stuff out there that was very, you know, debatable and, you know, didn't really seem to answer the question about the packing of the Supreme Court. Mike Pence as well, you know, seemed to kind of, you know, shift on questions, which I think some of the questions were a little bit, you know, they were, you know, when you ask a question to me, when you do a debate, when you ask a candidate a question, you're like, you know, what is going to be your approach to taxes in the coming, you know, fiscal year? Something like that. Not, well, you know, President Trump did this and did this and did this, and so, you know, you defended that. Can you explain that? That's not what, you know, I don't care about all the sensationalism, and I understand that makes the debate interesting, all right? You know, what is your approach to Obamacare? If Obamacare is going to get overturned, and I think half the country wants that to happen, the other half of the country might not, all right? What is going to be Plan B? Period. Just, what's fine? Just, you know, straight out. You know, one of the reasons why the contenders in debates start going off on a tangent is because moderators let them. Because they bring up some of the sensationalized stuff or the, well, so-and-so accused this or so-and-so didn't, you know, act this, you know, at this time. You know, if you want facts, ask direct factual questions, right? Are you going to, quote-unquote, pack the Supreme Court? I don't like the term packing. Packing is something we do when we drain an abscess and then we kind of pack like gauze in there. I don't like the word packing. I just think of abscesses when I think of that. But, you know, there have been, you know, suggestions on your side of the aisle that if you take over, you will add justices that are liberal leaning. Is that true? No. You know, is it true that, or you know, just things that that affect us. And I understand people want to see a slugfest with these debates and it makes it more interesting. But, I still didn't get out of what I needed to get out of. If Kamala Harris is going to be our next president, our next president after a couple months of Biden going in, I'd like to know about that. And it's not that I think Joe Biden's going to be sick or anything like that. I think there's going to be some plan to, you know, have him not last that long in office and Kamala Harris take over. So what would a Kamala Harris presidency look like? I'd like to know that. Same thing with Mike Pence, you know, President Trump, you know, had COVID, kind of scared us over this last weekend. You know, what would a Mike Pence presidency look like? I mean, that's what we want to know with the vice presidents. You know, vice presidents are very underwhelming and underutilized because, you know, the president is the big hero. But, I mean, we've had multiple times in the United States when the vice president had to take over. I really wanted to see, okay, what would you guys do? Now, on the flip side, both of them, I think, spoke very, very well. Mike Pence, I think, is one of the nicest politicians out there. I mean, he's just a nice guy. But he had a little bit of punch. You know, I mean, he's smart. They're both very, very bright. They're both very, very smart. You know, they're both very passionate about, you know, the country on their side. I did have some issue with some of the facts and things being spewed, but, you know, for the most part, you know, if Mike Pence had to become president, I feel confident. If Kamala Harris had to take over for Joe Biden, I think she could do the job. We might not like the job they do, but she could do the job. He could do the job. So, I got that much out of it. But my phone just blew up when we had another little instance. So, I don't know if you guys saw the whole plexiglass gate, where for weeks they were debating putting that plexiglass to protect each other from COVID. And I don't know if you guys saw the image. It was really ridiculous. You saw about a 6x4 piece of plexiglass that was supposed to protect each candidate. Right? Yeah. Well, apparently a fly makes it above the plexiglass. So this plexiglass that is designed to keep one of the deadliest pandemics America has ever seen, trying to keep our candidates safe, fly just goes right over it and lands on Mike Pence. Now, it was on his hair. My phone blows up. Everybody's all excited. And then nobody even listened to the rest of the debate because everybody was all excited about Flygate. But I don't know if you guys know this. We're going to be talking about this a little bit later. Flies carry a lot of disease. They carry a lot of disease. And so a fly is basically on Mike Pence's hair probably for about 5 full minutes. Flies carry a variety of bacteria. They carry a variety of fungi. They carry viruses. Flies are, they did a study, and I posted this on my website. They did a study that even a fly can carry Ebola. So this little plexiglass stand that was supposed to be so contentious to help protect against COVID did absolutely nothing for a fly that decides to land on Mike Pence's hair and could have possibly given him Ebola. Now, obviously it didn't. And people have asked, will flies carry COVID? We haven't seen any evidence to date. But honestly, if there's an air droplet around, yeah, that fly can bring it right across. So what I got out of last night's debate is plexiglass gate, fly gate, it wasn't the drama that we had needed. And it kind of showed that, you know, the plexiglass doesn't work. I think that fly, right, kind of made light of what we've all been saying. You could stick a piece of plastic in front of somebody, and that's a great sneeze guard, because I guess the average person does sneeze on you. But flies know how to go over it, and my guess is a COVID virus knows how to go over it as well. Or around it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was asked yesterday, people were very, very concerned about Donald Trump having, quote-unquote, roid rage. And headlines were saying that Donald Trump, President Trump, was in a state of roid rage due to steroids, and that Donald Trump crashed the market, let off a series of tweets in this roid rage, and he's out of control because he's on steroids for the COVID, okay? And my response, because I take things very, very seriously, okay, and I kind of take things to heart. I got pretty academic, and technically, no. He can't have roid rage. Roid rage is a term we use when somebody abuses anabolic steroids and then beats their family, their domestic partner. or gets into a fight, or completely gets violent. I cannot stand when somebody takes a term that has caused multiple instances of injury, death, violence, and they try to weaponize it for politics. And so roid rage is a term that we use specifically for anabolic steroids versus what he's on, which is a catabolic steroid. Now, mind you, catabolic steroids can cause mood disorders. It can cause depression, can cause, mood issues, but don't be using that term roid rage. I've seen people in roid rage. They are just raving messes, and they're scary. We're having an issue with our Facebook Live. Sorry about this. Oh, come on, man. Sorry about this. We're having a little issue. I don't know why I got cut off. You know, this is interesting. So I Facebook Live, and I really, really hope that we aren't talking about me getting censored, because I really want to talk about this on air. So I apologize. So everybody just kind of bear with me. I don't understand why we don't have our live feed going on. Now, for some reason, I got cut off. Oh, no. Okay. So what I want to kind of review with everybody is what the different types of steroids that we have. So, when people take a steroid and, I'm sorry, we're having issues here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Give me 5 minutes. Oh, no, don't give me 5 minutes. Don't give me 5 minutes. I'm on air. Oh, my gosh. This is not good when my tech doesn't work. Okay, I'm going to try one more time, and we'll see what happens. But I think, I don't know if this is on purpose or if they're purposely just cutting me off. Well, anyway, let's just review. So when we look at steroids, we have multiple different steroids that we use or that we have in the body. So the most common steroids that we have are our sex steroids. We've got estrogen. We got progesterone, we got testosterone. These are steroids that circulate our body, and, they do what they need to do. Then we have corticosteroids, or the glucocorticoids. Now, the glucocorticoids, what they do is they regulate our immune function, our electrolyte balance, and the glucocorticoids are the ones that we kind of use in the therapeutic setting. So when we, let's say, have to give somebody a steroid for when we have to give a steroid, let's say, for COVID or for croup or for if we do like a topical steroid because you have eczema, that sort of unfortunate sort of inflammatory reaction requires glucocorticoids to decrease inflammation. Now, we have anabolic steroids, which are synthetic variations. These are man-made, and we use them to help increase somebody's steroid level if they're low. For example, like with testosterone. Let's say somebody has hypogonadism, or they aren't making enough testosterone, and so they have undescended testicles, or they have issues, going through puberty. I got my Facebook Live back up. Yay. So with that, we would then anabolic steroids do have a therapeutic place. So when you look at anabolic steroids versus glucocorticoids, all right, or the catabolic steroids, how I remember them is anabolic steroids build muscle. So, the testosterone shots that we get, those anabolic builds, whereas catabolic tears down. How I remember that is a cat. I have a cat. And cats kind of tear things down. Cats, right, get their claws and they tear things up. So catabolic steroids break things down, like break down some of the immune systems. Anabolic steroids kind of build muscle. Anabolic steroids, if they're abused, now that's the big question here, or the term we need to use. When somebody is low in testosterone and needs an anabolic steroid, right, synthetically made to help boost something they're low in, you don't see roid rage that much because they're supplementing something they need. An abuse of an anabolic steroid is somebody taking it when they don't need to. So let's say, there's a lot of guys out there where they're not very muscular and they want to, be muscular and they want to, look good for the babes. And somebody said that there was like this ape in a zoo. And the ape was really, really muscular. And they found that the women in the zoo, you know, would spend more time at that ape atrium than men would, you know, checking out this ape with muscles. Like the women were really, really attracted to all the muscles. So there is something in the whole, you know, evolution, caveman days where, you know, women are kind of attracted to brawn and, you know, like the whole burly type of thing, you know. But, you know, for others, it's like, you know, look, I want personality. Right? Just like with us women. Some of us women, we need to have the curves. For others, like, no, you got the personality, we don't need the curves. So, me, I got too much personality, so the curves, they just kind of, my personality bounces off my curves. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So when somebody tries to use steroids to build up muscle mass, when they really don't have a deficit, or you know they're trying to change things, that's when they unfortunately put themselves in a position where they could then you know have a quote unquote roid rage. So with the catabolic steroids like the glucocorticoids, we use those to decrease inflammation. So if somebody, let's say, and we discussed you know had COVID and they were at risk for the cytokine storm, and we were afraid of this big immune reaction or inflammatory reaction, we'll give them steroids to keep their immune system in check. Now, mild steroid use, like creams or certain steroids, should not cause rage. However, we have had people that have had a psychosis sometimes to the steroid. Sometimes steroids will cause anxiety. Sometimes steroids will cause depression. And so there are mood issues. Like I said, the reason why I'm making a big deal about this is because I'm very academic about it. I do not want to hear that term roid rage when it doesn't need to be. So now, okay, what's going on with President Trump? Is President Trump's tweet tirade related to his steroid use? Is President Trump in a form of mania? Well, again, you know, we don't know if he's still taking the steroids. And whether he's on steroids or not, the behavior we are seeing of Donald Trump is not that new. He will, you know, be energized by something and then hit social media. Remember, he was kind of limited on social media for a little bit of time there. So I think once he got out of Facebook jail, or Facebook took down one of his tweets when he compared COVID and flu. So my guess is he sees a small window of opportunity before he's censored again. So he's just going to throw everything out there and he's just going to, you know, say what he wants to say. Now, do I think he crashed the market? No, because the market actually did fairly well. And you know, crashing the market is not, I think, just one person. When people gave him credit for the market, you know, increasing having a nice bull market when he left the hospital, again, there's so many other aspects to it. So I really don't like giving one person all the credit for a stock market, you know, spike or a stock market drop. But, you know, headlines are headlines and they want to have people read them. But what is going on right now? And we need to know because we have the stimulus negotiations. We have the Supreme Court nomination. We have an election coming up. So people are asking me on both sides of the aisle, is he okay? Well, I think what he wants to do, and again, I can't, you know, read his mind, but my guess is he's energized and he's feeling better and he wants to get out there. I also think he's feeling the pressure of what's happening with ballots and you know, polls and all that. And, you know, maybe he does feel threatened, you know, that there's going to be some major issues coming up with this next election. Maybe he saw the Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin. I don't know if you saw the Alec Baldwin, Jim Carrey Saturday Night Live skit, okay? Alec Baldwin likes to play Donald Trump, President Trump. And so during the debate, he's like, boo, boo, I'm going to boo him. And he just, you know, he did. So maybe he saw this again. Well, people are making fun of me, I'm done. So that's my guess. That's what's going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second presidential debate is in jeopardy after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15th debate will be done virtually. President Trump told Fox News that he's not interested in debating from behind a computer.
I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
The Trump campaign is now calling for the last two debates to be rescheduled to October 22nd and 29th. In a statement, the campaign says that voters should be able to see the candidates debate face-to-face two more times. Six men have been arrested in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In court documents, the FBI accuses the men of planning attacks on the Michigan Capitol building and taking the governor hostage. The men had also discussed attacking a Michigan State Police facility and the governor's vacation home. The FBI says they became aware of the plot earlier in the year, adding there wasn't an imminent threat posed to Governor Whitmer. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta is back in the Gulf of Mexico and re-strengthening after hitting the Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane, packing winds of 105 miles an hour. It's expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall on Friday. Hurricane warnings are now in effect from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana, with tropical storm watches extending to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is praising Vice President Mike Pence for his performance in last night's debate, but believes that the vice president was facing an uphill battle. Cruz tells Fox News he wondered where the questions asked last night were coming from.
Last night, I think Susan Page did a better job moderating. She didn't interrupt as much. But her questions were still, you know, it's an interesting hypothetical to go back and look at the questions she asked and ask how would the questions have read differently had they been written by the Joe Biden campaign. And that virtually every question out of her mouth was from the left with all of the assumptions Joe Biden and the Democrats believe.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're watching very closely what's happening with Hurricane Delta as Cancun is getting hit. So with winds of 105 miles per hour, Hurricane Delta made landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula early this morning, expected to move north towards the U.S. Gulf Coast and actually strengthen. Currently, Delta's at a Category 2. So it made landfall roughly halfway between the resort towns of Cancun and Playa del Carmen in Puerto Morelos, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. The hurricane was expected to bring storm surge of about 8 to 12 feet to the Yucatan coast, which is not safe at all. Hurricane will quickly make its way over the peninsula. From what we understand, it's moving a little quicker than some of the other hurricanes that seem to hover. But then it's going to reemerge in the Gulf of Mexico later this afternoon. Once it's back in open water, it's going to beef up a little bit from the warm water, strengthen back into a major hurricane before moving north towards the Louisiana coast. So hurricane watch is currently issued for parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast from High Island, Texas, eastward to Grand Isle, Louisiana. In addition, tropical storm watches were issued in Texas, including Houston and Galveston Bay, and in Louisiana, including New Orleans, Lake, I've always mispronounced this, Pontchartrain, sorry, and Lake Maripa. So in Mexico, people across the peninsula have prepared for the storm. They've been buying supplies at grocery stores, boarding up buildings with plywood, filling up large jugs with water. We also see people in line for gas. Dozens of tourists had to be evacuated from their hotels. They were wearing masks and awaiting transport. Some flights were canceled or delayed because of the storm. Now, six hurricanes have hit within 50 miles of Cancun in the past 100 years. Hurricane Gilbert hit back in 1988 with 160 mile per hour winds. Hurricane Wilma decimated the area in 2005. Winds were at 130 to 140. Hurricane Emily also hit the peninsula back in 2005. 2005 was the year that kind of mirrored what we're dealing with this year with the very, very active hurricane center or hurricane season. So, U.S. In the U.S., Delta is going to be the 10th named storm to make landfall in the U.S., which is hitting the record for the most in 1 year. It will be the fifth hurricane to make landfall, joining Hannah, Isaias, Laura, and Sally. This will be the most storms the U.S. has seen since 2005. So Delta had tripled their wind speed in a span of 30 hours. It had grown from a tropical depression. And yesterday, if you remember, it made it to a Category 4 storm of winds of 145. As it started to near the coast, it decreased a little bit, such that when it went across the Yucatan, it was at a 2. Right now, they are expecting it to transform into a 3. In the Gulf Coast, they don't think it's going to get stronger than a 3. They think it's going to stay at a 3, but a 3 is still extremely devastating. So along the Gulf of Mexico, states are preparing for Delta. Governors in Alabama and Louisiana have issued emergency declarations. Evacuations underway in places still recovering from storms earlier in the season. And Mexican Army's Disaster Support Force has been activated to help with evacuations and other storm preparations prior to landfall. 700 military personnel, 47 official vehicles, had performed security tours, reviewed tributaries, and evacuated people most at risk. Hotel evacuees moved to makeshift shelters, waiting further rides, trying to get home, but, you know, flights have been canceled. And I think the Hotel Association of Cancun said more than 40,000 tourists had to be evacuated from resorts. And you know, not only are hurricanes devastating, but imagine the economy trying to get back what it needs to. And Cancun has 40,000 tourists there, dumping money into their economy, and then this happens. So, not good. And I believe Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya has now been transformed to emergency shelter. It's 50 miles south of Cancun, so people can come in there. Unfortunately, it looks like people are kind of packed like sardines, forced to sleep side by side on small cots. I don't believe social distancing is as easily able to be maintained. So right now, Delta is centered about 25 miles south of Cancun in Puerto Morelos. It was traveling, actually not right now, I'm sorry, about 2 hours ago, traveling northwest at a speed between 15 and 20 miles per hour. And so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Godspeed. And it's not pretty. When you look at the shelter, it's not, you know, and people are wearing masks. They're wearing masks for COVID, but it's just not that, you know. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Trump has authorized, quote, total declassification of all documents related to Hillary's email scandal and the, quote, Russia hoax, as he calls the FBI scum. Like I said, he's mad. All right, and again, you know, people are thinking it's a side effect of steroids. I like I said, I'm not going to call it roid rage because that's not used for that. It's used for anabolic steroid use, misuse. But I got to tell you, he's ticked. And so he said he has fully authorized the total declassification of any and all documents pertaining to Russia collusion. And He said, I have fully authorized the total declassification. He wrote, pertaining to the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. Likewise, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, no redactions. Now, he said, unfortunately for our country, people have acted very slowly, especially since it is perhaps the biggest political crime in the history of our country act. And, you know, we're not here to debate what's going on with, you know, Attorney General Bill Barr and, you know, what's going on with the, you know, surveillance of his campaign and what's happening with this election. That is, the back and forth between who got Russia involved has been plaguing discussions and debates now for years. But it sounds like, it sounds like President Trump is getting stuff done, and how I look at this latest, you know, push to change course or to get things done and to tweet is, I think he might be seeing that there's, you know, a possible end to his presidency. And it's a mess. I've said I just don't see how the election is going to be, how we're going to be ready for an election and counting ballots. I just don't see how that's going with the chaos that we're in, and I don't think there's been discussions of the next debate. I believe Joe Biden had suggested that the next debate get canceled, the one that's supposed to be the town hall sort of debate next week, that he suggested be canceled if President Trump still tests positive for coronavirus. We discussed how you could test positive supposedly for weeks, you know, where the tests just take a while to come back down, kind of like a pregnancy test. Pregnancy tests, you know, if let's say you miscarried, you know, your pregnancy hormones could still be high, you know, so the test can still unfortunately trigger positive. But I wouldn't say cancel the debate, but I would say go virtual. You know, I think we're doing an election year and a campaign not at our full strength on both sides. I think it's a mess for both sides. Unfortunately, for the Democrats, it doesn't behoove them to delay the election or to, postpone it or to make certain changes. They believe, according to the polls, that, you know, they're going to win. And from the GOP side, it just seems like a mess because there's it's all damage control and it's a leaky faucet of all the changes that are happening. You know, I mean, if an election was going to happen with people going to the polls, you know, as it has happened in almost every other election that we've had in America, you know, Donald Trump might be looking better than he does. But once we hear stories of ballots and garbages and things like that, of course the GOP is not feeling confident that there's going to be any, you know, any sort of validity to, you know, these numbers coming out of certain counties. And, you know, how do you trust counties that don't lean towards your political party to vow that they're going to do exactly everything they're supposed to? I mean, look at the Supreme Court. Every judge has vowed to be, you know, to be neutral and not take a political side. And you see how that went. So, you know, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Dr. Dahlia Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, while we had all this chaotic news going on with politics and COVID, we lost a couple musical legends this week, actually yesterday. So Johnny Nash doesn't need any introduction, but many of us know him from, you know, I can see clearly now. He's just beautiful voice, beautiful man, died of natural causes at the age of 80. And we also lost Eddie Van Halen. And for those of us who kind of grew up in the 80s, Eddie Van Halen was, the bomb. And he had married Valerie Bertinelli. So, you know, we all remember her from, you know, so with On Your Beat. What was that show that, One Day at a Time, that one. So, you know, music in the 80s, I think, had some of the best music, okay? I love the 80s. 80s, probably rock. Def Leppard was, though, my favorite. But I love Van Halen. I thought Van Halen was fantastic, David Lee Roth. But Eddie Van Halen and his brother, I believe Eddie Van Halen came from Amsterdam. It's interesting. In the 80s, people had his birthday as June 16. So I thought he was my birthday brother. He and I shared a birthday, but his birthday was actually June 26. So, I mean, somebody made a typo, and all these years, I've been telling people that he's my birthday brother. Well, unfortunately, Eddie Van Halen passed at the age of 65 to throat cancer, and his medical course has been very interesting and has brought up a lot of questions because, so Eddie Van Halen had he was a rocker, okay, so he smoked and he did drugs. I believe he said he had started back when he was age 12, so we know his tobacco use put him at risk for, you know, mouth cancer, and he had been originally diagnosed with tongue cancer back in 2000. He had successfully beaten it by 2002. So we were all under the assumption of him being cancer-free. In fact, in an interview, when he had talked about having cancer and tongue cancer, he had thought it might have had to do not only with his tobacco use, but also he always had his guitar pick in his mouth, his metal pick or copper pick. And he said with a lot of the electromagnetic, energy around, his studio and having picks in his mouth, he thought there might be something to that. And I'm going to look into it. I want to look into, copper and its relationship with cancer. We know copper is a fantastic antimicrobial. In fact, we just talked about how silk masks might do better than cotton masks because silk has copper, or silk masks might do better than cotton masks because silk has copper in it. Copper is antimicrobial and can also kill viruses and stuff. So, we know copper has its place. But in terms of pre-malignancy in the mouth, we do believe there is a correlation between these heavy metals. And so it was very interesting that back in, I don't know when this interview was, but it was, I believe in the preteens of the 2000s, early in the millennium, he had discussed how he thought maybe that's how he got throat cancer, was because he would always have his metal guitar pick. Well, unfortunately, last year we found out that Eddie Van Halen had throat cancer, which is, if it is the same squamous cell carcinoma, if it is unfortunately within that same pharyngeal area, it could have been unfortunately the tongue cancer that never got beat, or it could have just been a brand new cancer. Unfortunately, people who use tobacco are at higher risk for throat cancer. People who get HPV, human papillomavirus, at higher risk for throat cancer. Alcohol could put you at higher risk for throat cancer. People with chronic esophageal reflux disease could also be at risk. Maybe the acidity helps kind of change the lining. Maybe the acidity helps or attacks your immune system. So other risk factors, of course, is then also like poor diet. But one risk factor that a lot of us don't talk about because it kind of scares us is Epstein-Barr. For any of us that have had mono, we were exposed to Epstein-Barr, have Epstein-Barr. If you had Epstein-Barr, you could be at risk for throat cancer. So what are the symptoms of throat cancer? Now, people think, well, throat cancer hurts. Not always. Sometimes throat cancer could sound like what I sound like right now because the wildfire smoke. Okay, the air still isn't cleared up where I live. But unfortunately, sometimes the first sign of throat cancer is hoarseness. where your voice just sounds, you know, raspy and kind of sexy. So sometimes having a raspy and sexy voice, you know, I could sound like a cougar, but somebody should tell me to go and get my throat checked because it could unfortunately mean that I could be having a growth back there. A cough, feeling fatigued, neck pain, lymphadenopathy, enlarged lymph glands, you know, changes in your taste, you know, changes in your ability to like food, you having, you know, less of an appetite. And then, of course, throat pain. Now, Eddie Van Halen isn't the only celebrity who had to battle throat cancer. Erin Moran, unfortunately, was unsuccessful. She played Joni from Happy Days. Now my nose is running. So she had throat cancer. We believe Sammy Davis Jr. had throat cancer. Michael Crichton is believed to have had throat cancer. President Ulysses S. Grant. Bob Denver from Gilligan's Island had throat cancer. Carl Perkins and Michael Douglas. We talked about throat cancer recently with Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas's diagnosis. Michael Douglas was diagnosed with throat cancer. He had had a sore throat. And again, I can't confirm the timeline, but it seemed to be where he had a sore throat, was diagnosed like in the spring, summer with a sore throat, took some antibiotics, didn't get better. By the end of the summer, he had been diagnosed with throat cancer. And I believe it was a far along stage, I think even stage four. And so we had brought up this discussion on air because many people will, you know, be treated online or over the phone and, you know, say, oh, I just have another sore throat. Give me some penicillin or, you know, give me some, you know, a Z-Pack. And when I see somebody having a recurrent sore throat, I don't think a strep. I think, okay, we could be possibly looking at, you know, a malignancy. So for me, anybody who's older, especially that has a recurrent sore throat, I get nervous about. Val Kilmer also now battling a throat cancer. Apparently it was severe enough where he had to have a tracheotomy with his surgery. His hospital course got complicated, but from what we understand, he's still fighting it and he's doing well. But throat cancer is not easy. We believe there's about 100,000 people right now in the United States battling throat cancer. I think about maybe 12,000 new cases each year get diagnosed. And we should be decreasing that number because now we have the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine, because HPV is a virus that you could get back there in the throat from oral sex or other means, and it can unfortunately set up shop and cause changes and cause cancer to happen. Now that we have the HPV vaccine, we should be starting to see that go down. The problem is HPV vaccine, you know, wasn't offered to boomers or Generation Xers. HPV vaccine didn't kind of come out, you know, until like the millennial generation and now the Zs. So, and then the Alphas or the Generation Alphas. So hopefully that HPV vaccine that protects against cancer causing 16 and 18 HPV types could help limit that. Also, smoking. As people now smoke less, chew less tobacco, you know. Tongue cancer we could see with smoking, we could see with cigars, we could see with tobacco chew, and we could also see with HPV. And it's not so much the tip of the tongue, it's the base of the tongue. You know, I told you guys I had a patient that came in for a refill of his Nasonex or Flonase, which is a nasal steroid we use for allergies. And I had, whenever somebody asks for a refill, I go, okay, you know, how often do you use it? How long have you used it for? And he had said he used it all year long. Now, I don't like somebody using an inhaled corticosteroid all year long. And I'm like, you know, well, why? He's like, well, because I have allergies. And you could get this stuff now over the counter. So people are treating themselves. And I'm like, well, describe your allergies. He goes, well, I always need to clear my throat, so it's post-nasal drip. You know, and so I go, maybe it's not post-nasal drip. You know, and I take a look at him. And, you know, I don't like to be gagged. I don't want, don't use that stick. I go, I need to look deep in there. So I gag him, and I mean, I gagged him good. And I just make people gag, right? That's why I just, yeah. And boom, cancer popped out, popped back. He never had allergic rhinitis or whatever his doctor was treating him for. He had a base of the throat cancer. So I don't want to freak you guys out, but if you're always feeling like something's in the back of your throat or you're hoarse or you're always coughing or feeling like you need to clear your throat, I'd get that checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.